Music Doodoo Classical Bedtime presents Frédéric Chopin and the Jar of Polish Earth. On a desk in the middle of Paris, tucked between stacks of messy music papers and half-melted candles, sits a small glass jar. It isn't filled with ink, or candy, or gold coins. It's filled with dirt. Just plain brown dirt. But to the thin young man sitting at the piano nearby, a man named Frédéric Chopin, that jar of dirt is more precious than all the treasure in France. Because it isn't just any dirt. It's soil from Poland, from the fields where he played as a child, from the land where his mother sang him to sleep, from the home he left behind and will never see again. Tonight, as his fingers find the piano keys in the candlelight, Frédéric is going to do something impossible. He's going to build a bridge out of music. A bridge that reaches all the way back home. Do you know what Frédéric called this kind of music? A nocturne. The word comes from an old word for night. A nocturne is music for the darkness. Music for when the house is quiet and everyone else is asleep. Music for the thoughts you only think when you're alone. Frédéric wrote 21 nocturnes in his life. Each one is like a little window into a quiet room. A room where someone sits in the dark, letting the music say the things they can't put into words. Listen to how the melody floats above the gentle rocking of the left hand. It's like the right hand is singing a lullaby, while the left hand rocks you in a cradle. Frédéric Chopin was born in a tiny village in Poland called Zelazowa Wola. His family wasn't rich or famous. His father was a teacher, and their little house was always full of music. Frédéric's mother played piano, and young Frédéric would squeeze onto the bench beside her, watching her fingers dance across the keys. He was so small, his feet couldn't reach the pedals, but oh, how quickly he learned! By 7, he was already writing his own music. By 8, he was giving concerts in fancy drawing rooms, while grown-ups whispered, "Who is this child?" But Poland in those days was a country in pain. Bigger, stronger countries kept fighting over it, tearing it apart. And so the songs of Poland, the old folk dances that grandparents had taught to their grandchildren for hundreds of years, became more precious than ever. They were a way of saying, "We are still here. We remember who we are. We will not disappear." When Frédéric was 20 years old, he made the hardest choice of his life. He decided to leave Poland. There were no concert halls there, no fine pianos. If he wanted to share his music with the world, he had to go far away, to Paris, the glittering city of lights. On the day he left, his friends gathered around him. They pressed a silver cup into his hands. Inside it was a handful of Polish soil. "Take this with you," they said. "Wherever you go, you'll carry a piece of home." Frederick kept that soil in a little jar for the rest of his life. And whenever he felt lost in the big, loud, foreign city, he would write a mazurka. A mazurka is a Polish folk dance, the kind of music that filled the village squares back home, with fiddles playing and feet stomping and skirts swirling in the summer air. Can you imagine those village dances? Picture a summer evening in Poland. The sun is setting, painting the fields gold. A fiddle player tucks his instrument under his chin and starts to play. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. That's the heartbeat of a mazurka. The third beat always lands a little harder, like a foot stamping on the wooden floor. People spin and twirl, grandmothers clap from the doorways. Children chase each other around the edges of the dance, laughing. Frederick wrote nearly 60 mazurkas while he lived in Paris. Each one was like a letter sent back through time, a way of visiting home without ever leaving his piano bench. But listen carefully to this one. Underneath the dance, there's something else, a kind of ache. Because Frederick was dancing alone, in his memory, an ocean away from everyone he loved. Paris welcomed Frederick like a long-lost prince. The finest families fought to have him at their parties. Rich students paid mountains of gold coins for his piano lessons. Famous composers invited him to dinner and called him a genius. But here's the strange thing. While other musicians loved the roar of 1,000 people clapping, Frederick would shrink back into the shadows. To him, a giant concert hall felt like a cold, echoing cave. All those strangers staring at him, all that noise bouncing off the walls. He said it made him feel like his music was escaping, floating away before anyone could really hear it. Frederick wanted to play so quietly that you had to lean in close, so close you could hear his sleeves brushing against the piano keys. He didn't want to shout at the world. He wanted to whisper to a friend. And always, always he missed Poland. He wrote to his family, "I feel like a plant growing in the wrong soil. I bloom here, but I am not happy." And so, when the parties ended and the students went home, Frederic would sit alone at his piano in the dark. This was his favourite time. The quiet time. The night time. He would light a single candle. He would look at his little jar of Polish earth. And then his fingers would begin to move. Listen to this nocturne now. It starts so calmly, like someone kneeling in an empty church. But underneath, something is growing, a feeling too big to stay small. This is what homesickness sounds like when you've held it inside for too long. Not just sadness, something bigger, a longing that rises up like a wave and crashes down like a storm. Here's something magical about Frederic's music. Think about a piano for a second. What is a piano, really? It's a big wooden box full of wires and hammers. When you press a key, a little hammer whacks a wire and you hear a sound. Plink! And then it fades away. A piano is a machine. It shouldn't be able to sing. But Frederic figured out a secret. He learned how to touch the keys so gently, so carefully, that those wooden hammers seemed to grow lungs. He made the piano breathe. He made it sigh. He made it sing like a human voice telling you a story. There's an Italian word for this magic trick, cantabile. It means in a singing style. And when you listen to Frederic's music, you can almost hear a voice hiding inside the piano, singing words that don't exist in a language only music understands. Even when Frederic was far from home, even on a rainy island in the middle of the sea, he could make the piano sing his loneliness. In this next piece, listen for one note that keeps coming back over and over. It's played by his thumb, tapping gently like a raindrop hitting a tin roof. Tap, tap, tap. Can you catch it? Thank you. Did you hear it? That one note tapping again and again and again? People call this the raindrop prelude. Frédéric wrote it while staying on an island far from Paris, listening to the rain fall on the roof outside his window. Even there, surrounded by the sea, he was thinking of home. Some people hear raindrops in that repeating note. Some people hear tears. Some people hear a distant church bell ringing in a Polish village far, far away. What did you hear? Frédéric Chopin never went home to Poland. He lived in Paris for the rest of his life, growing weaker and weaker. His lungs were never strong. He died when he was only 39 years old, younger than most people's parents. And that jar of Polish soil? It stayed beside him until the very end. When Frédéric died, his friends did something extraordinary. They honoured his final wish. They took his heart, his actual, real heart, and carried it back to Poland. It's buried there still, in a church in Warsaw. So at least part of him finally went home. But really, Frédéric had been sending pieces of his heart to Poland all along. Every nocturne he wrote, every mazurka, every note, they were all little pieces of his love, floating through the air, finding their way back to the place he missed so much. And so tonight, as you drift off to sleep, think about the people and places you love. Maybe there's somewhere you miss. A grandparent's house with the good cookies. A friend who moved away. A bedroom you used to have in a home you don't live in anymore. You carry those places inside you. They live in your memory like little jars of earth on a dusty desk. And whenever you think about them, whenever you dream about them, they wake up inside your heart. That's what music can do. It can hold the things we love when our arms can't reach them anymore. It can sing the feelings we can't find words for. It can keep us company in the night when everything is quiet and we're alone with our thoughts. So close your eyes now and let the music build a bridge back to wherever home is for you.